Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk.
All right,
now,
11, 3,
buzz.
2, 1.
Hey, guys, welcome to our home, since we're all being safe and doing social distancing. You are tuning in to the Batwoman After Show. It is episode 15, Off With Her Head. And I'm your host, Ali Kono Bradford, joined by the lovely...
It is me, Katie, here in my house as well. Happy to see you be here and still get you guys this show a day late, but we made it. And I'll be in the chat. So if you guys are here, talk to me. I'll kind of give you some shout outs. So far, I'm waiting for some people to show up.
Yeah. Well, this is not our typical day. So you missed us live. It's okay, because you can leave comments below. We'll still take a look at those. But in the meantime, let's get into our very first topic, which is, of course, hashtag badass beast. So I'm going to throw it to you, Katie. Who's your badass beast?
My badass beast is going to be younger Alice.
Okay.
When she fire torched the Queen of Hearts.
That was good.
That was probably one of my favorite, that whole scene in general, her acting, and then on into that finale where she burns her face. I was not expecting that. So she was a badass. I was just like, she's going to use hairspray and a lighter. All right. You go, girl.
Right. Yeah. No, it's the oxygen tank. That was like the irony part.
Oh, yeah, oxygen tank. That's right.
Yeah. You know what's funny? You sort of took my badass piece, but I'm going to say because she was a survivor. Like you were saying, like she really was a survivor. And even when she was in the chair and she was fighting and had the mask on and she was going through all her visions, her just as an actress was doing such an amazing job that it just bled into her being my badass piece. So,
yeah.
Yay! Be sure to also on social media, let us know who your hashtag badass piece is. But first and foremost, so I wanted to get into when they first did the opening flashback and we saw, first, I thought it was really random that they were all of a sudden Jewish. And I was like,
yeah,
that was so out of the blue, but all right. But she had said, so mom said, red is the color of love, passion, courage, and war. But what defines your character is how you balance those. And when that first happened, I was like, oh. Okay, I feel like that's going to mean something. I mean, I thought it was nice the way they did the through line for the entire episode. We heard it two other times. So anyways, that's just like one thing that I wanted to bring up. But the other thing is, Katie, did you notice like the just very loose language they use in this episode?
With on like in what con in what part or in general or?
Well, we had a, let's see, I was like, whoa, CW. Kate said something where, like, in the very opening scene, she told that guy he was being a dick. And I was like,
oh, gotcha.
Oh, okay. And then all of a sudden, Commander Kane called him a son of a bitch.
Yeah. So, it's interesting you say that, because this is the second after show I've done for CW in the past, like, week, and both of them had a lot more language in them. So I'm just like, did I miss something? So I get you. Like, yeah, it's just like randomly, all of a sudden, we're going for like a higher rating? More mature audience?
I don't know. Okay, first person that I want to get into, because he was like such a huge chunk of the episode, was August Cartwright. He was so calm at parts that he was almost like really annoying. I don't know if he felt that same way too. I think we may have lost Katie. She's a little bit frozen right now. So
oh, I'm frozen again?
Oh, there you are.
Okay. Yay. All right. Okay. If we freeze, let me know too.
Huh?
I'm telling the chat that if we freeze to like also let us know, we can figure it out too.
Hopefully we don't get frozen in a weird like... Okay. So anyways, August, so calm and annoyed me. How about you?
I don't know that he annoyed me. He just kind of, I guess, yeah, that would be a better way of putting it. I was going to say he gets under my skin, but I guess that's still annoying.
Right.
Just, there's just a quality about him that's just unpleasant.
Well, you know, part of me was thinking, what on earth did you grow up going through that you felt the need to carry this on in your present with Alice and, well, she was Beth, and with your son, but then also we meet the mom and you're like, oh, okay, so crazy breeds crazy, and it just kept on going. Cool. But yeah, we had to see Commander Cain finally get the truth, which was nice. And I thought, oh my gosh, so much just got thrown at him in such a short period of time because he throws up at the door. And then all of a sudden, there's the dude that abducted your child. And then you found out that your child actually isn't dead because it was another child. Like, there's just a lot going on for him. Katie, are you still there? Because you sort of froze up on me.
I did again. I'm still here. Okay. So if I'm freezing up, guys, I'm sorry.
No worries.
Are we good? Okay.
If you go on a long tangent, it's because I think you're gone and I'm just talking. Okay. So you can cut me off and be like, yo, stop it. All right, cool. So, yes, this dude obviously gets himself caught. Do you think, this is sort of probably a weird question, but do you think that Alice really is the one that caught him and just threw him on the roof with a note? Or do you think he did that to himself?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. That's a good question. Based off what we learn later on in the episode, it would make sense that he planted himself there, but I never thought about it until you brought it up. Now I'm not sure.
Yeah, I just feel like Alice would have finished him off. She has no problem killing people, and she has to look for him unless she thought he was dead. But I think she's smart enough. He even said in the episode that she's very not concise, but she's very thought out in the things that she does. So
yeah,
a whole person would check a pulse, you think?
Yeah. Ivan Soto. Hi, Ivan Soto. Welcome back. He says Alice threw Cartwright on the roof. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a possibility. I was going to say, like, skirt, hold, please stop the show for like 2 seconds. How cool is it? You know, on the positive, with everything that's going on in the world today, we're always in other people's homes, and they finally get to be in ours.
I know. We're full circle. Full circle, everyone. Welcome. Sorry, it keeps freezing. We're trying, you know, the remote thing.
So let's talk about, we had that light mention of Scarecrow, which it was implied before, but as far as the toxin gas, it belonging to him.
Yeah.
So that was cool. Something that stood out to me after they caught him, I'm skipping ahead just a little bit, but this part irritated me. When August is all tied up and he's left alone and he's trying to manipulate Kate, and it's like so obvious too. He's like, well, if you're really not like your sister, you're gonna get me a glass of water. Did anybody else notice the fact that there were like two or three plastic bottles of water on Kate's right side? And she chose to grab the glass of water and the pitcher to pour him the drink. And I was like, did the show do that to make us mad, or did they just like not
have a Game of Thrones moment? I didn't notice that though.
I did. It made me very angry because I'm like, really? And then at the same time too, when the guy slit his own throat, I was like, WTF? Like, did you see that coming? Because I didn't see that coming.
I knew he had some sort of motive. Like, I'm watching it thinking, don't give him the water. Like, he's gonna do something. I don't know what it is. I didn't expect him to slit his throat, but I was like, he's gonna do something. He has a plan.
Of course. But I thought he was going to try to maybe stab Kate. I didn't think he was going to. Who slices their own throat?
Like, he's a psychopath?
Yeah. But then it gets better. I love the show. So this is not like trying to be an insult. But at the same time, I was like, they're really trying to get us to suspend our disbelief. Because when he did slit his throat and then Kate's trying to like stop the blood, and he's bleeding everywhere.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I have staples. And she like very conveniently had like an industrial size staple gun, stapled his neck together, and he just stopped bleeding.
But yeah.
Not entirely, obviously, but it's like enough to where in real life there's just no way. And then like the next scene we see him, I was like, who is the costume person? It was just red on the front and red on the back. And I was like, that's okay.
That's all.
Crazy. Again, yeah. I love the show, so I'll let it go, but I just thought it was really funny. And yeah. But anyway.
It was funny. My roommate was watching that scene with me, or watching the episode in and out, and she was just like with the whole like stapling his neck. I was like, right. It was pretty gruesome for like what we've seen so right. far. Yeah.
Very.
They're going for it.
Yeah.
So.
He called Mary as Batwoman. I thought that was so funny because like everyone is dancing around Mary. Like Luke is still trying to hold on to the fact that he's assisting a realtor.
Yeah.
And he's dropping all these clues and trying so hard to get into the circle, and they're still shutting her down. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
No. But yeah, because I when Kate first called and it was like unknown caller, and I thought, why did you do that? Because you didn't hear the Batwoman voice on the other end.
No, yeah, it's like that's Kate.
Yeah.
Are you trying?
Yeah, but. But I think that's funny that Mary's just kind of like, okay,
it's Batwoman. Pretending I don't know who you are.
Right. But I love that she pulled the confidentiality card when Luke was like, because obviously Luke is freaking out. He's like, what's happening? He's like, well, patient confidentiality. And I was like, good. You leave him out because that's all they've been doing to you. So, anyways, that was a really.
I did like that. I did like her little attitude after that. Like,
right.
It was just cute. I was like,
it's her
you go, girl.
Badass beast moment.
Yeah.
okay, so and I was gonna say again, bringing back the whole the meaning of red with the ruby and the necklace, and Kate making reference to the fact that, you know, with my sister you stripped away all the things that I am, like you don't know who I am, but I'm gonna tell you who I am. I'm everything that you stripped away from my sister, you know, passionate love, da 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 da. And at the end of the day he sort of won. Because he pushed her enough to where he took one of those things away from her.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like what I just said?
Okay. Yeah, kind of. I mean.
No.
I don't know. I'm kind of a little bit lost at the moment. Sorry.
No. I'm just saying, like, here she is stating to August.
Yeah.
I am X, Y, and Z, and I'm everything that Alice/Beth could have been until you ruined her life. And so one of the things that she was, and as she killed him or at some point,
yeah.
You heard the voiceover of her like listing the things that she is, but now she can't be those things anymore because she killed some.
Because
so
she killed
no longer him. Won the whole concept of being able to balance all these qualities defines who you are. So now she's trying to go through her own journey of, well, who am I now? I'm sort of a murderer.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be an identity crisis for her. But what I found interesting about that scene is, you know, we always know that Gotham is this really dark place. And in that moment when she did take her first life, I got very much Batman Gotham vibes, you know, because you always see Bruce Wayne, you know, he's killed people. So it kind of made it feel more of the Gotham world to me when you have that crisis. Because that's always been such a big thing in the DC universe of, if I kill one to save many, it's okay, right? And she's going to have to struggle with that, I think.
Right. But she didn't. So. She wasn't killing one to save many.
No, I know. But no. I feel like, yeah.
But then you know what else is so weird to me also too, is after she killed him. So in the beginning when Commander Cain saw him and he was like, you're going to tell me where she is, and once you tell me, I'm going to skin you alive. So obviously he had it in his mind to get revenge, to kill him. So did I miss something? Because at the end of the episode, when Commander Cain came back and found August dead on the floor, he was like, you know, trying to resuscitate him. And that's when he was like, you're not going to die, son of a bitch, or whatever. And I thought, didn't you want him dead? Why does he now want to revive him?
To information?
Well, what information? He's got his daughter. Who I'm a little disappointed in Alice because she reverted back to Alice at the very end with her whole like, well, daddy, now you have tumors, you know, like how successful do you feel as a dad? Bummed about that one a lot. But that said, going in circles, why do I do that? Anyways, I had a brain fart. Okay.
Well, Ivan Soto was saying how the killing, this kill of Kate was of pure hatred, not for justice. And I do think that that kind of touches on what I was trying to say about it. It shows the darkness inside Kate, because we do know that darkness exists in almost every single one of these people in the DC universe. And I think that's kind of what I was touching on, Ivan, in the sense that that is one of the moral dilemmas that we face, that she's going to face.
Right.
So.
Oh, I know what I was saying. I'm sorry. All that said is,
yeah,
wasn't Commander going to kill him in the first place? I'm still like so confused as to why he was really upset that the guy was dead. Unless he just wanted to be the one to kill him so that way his daughter didn't have to. I don't know.
I don't understand everything Commander Cain does. So.
I'm either. Well, let's talk about Miles. We saw him only briefly in this episode, but I did not expect, I don't know if you saw the previews last week, but you know how they always give us those choppy previews, and so we predict what happens next week, and it's so hard. And so last week we saw Alice in the chair tied up with a gas mask. The last person I thought that was going to put her there was going to be Mouse. Did that surprise you at all?
It did surprise me, because we knew he was a little upset with Alice based off clues from the other episodes, but I always thought they were working together. But now I'm wondering if this was all part of the end game. I mean, there's just so many wheels turning that I'm like, are they all mad at Alice? Like, I don't know.
I don't know. I think that August did a really good job of manipulating her. That's what he was trying to say when he was talking about, when, you know, where is Alice right now? Well, she's probably dealing with X, Y, and Z because of the mask, hallucinating. And if she doesn't kill herself, then, you know, she's just going to never be even close to normal again. And so I think, if I understood it correctly, that when the mask was on Mouse, and it brings out your biggest fear, but prior to putting him in that chair, he manipulated Mouse to think that the enemy was Alice. So then when he was under the mask and breathing in that toxin, his brain started to hallucinate, but it put her as the bad person.
That's a good thing to think about, because another thing I hadn't thought of. You're bringing up all these things that I hadn't thought about, and now I'm like, well, that's interesting. Where are we going from there? So, you know.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm glad that they had that explanation, because when that did happen, I was like, whoa, that is crazy. Like, if the whole time, because the way Mouse had behaved with her in the past, it's like he looked up to her so much and she saved him and she made him felt normal. And even he gave so many heartfelt speeches about how she accepted him for who he is. So then when he turned around and said, you know, I've been afraid of you. Oh, that's the other like language. He called her a psychotic bitch. I was like, well, again, okay, CW. So yeah, but that just goes to show, like, August is the one who came in there and somehow brainwashed him prior to.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
We do know that he was the one that saved Mouse. So, I mean, that would make sense. He's the one that helped him get out of, like, his situation, but he didn't really save him. So that would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I was trying to make a point. I don't know if it came across, but yeah.
All good. I do want to talk about Alice because she's such a big topic. This was a really great episode to reveal her past. And I think, you know, with every villain, once you understand them, you feel sorry for them. And so it's so hard to decipher if you really like them or you hate them.
Yeah.
So, but through this, was there anything that Her Majesty did that for you was a bit shocking or off-putting that you're like, ooh?
I mean, as soon as I saw her pour the hot tea all over Alice's hands, I was like, okay, now I know why Alice might be a little crazy.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, my first thought was, is that why she wears those gloves, the lacy gloves?
And that's another reason, I mean, they had that backstory to show us kind of like why she is how she is, because it made me realize in that point, is this the first time we've seen her hands? Like, we haven't seen them before. So I realized that they waited till that moment to show us her hands too.
Right. I think for me, the most shocking part was the fact that it was somebody else and not August that did all these things to her. I mean, he did. He still forced her to learn how to speak on people's faces, which is pretty traumatic. But
weird.
The fact that there was another abuser in there and it was his mom, I was like, oh, okay. They're like taking it to a totally different level. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm coughing too. I know. Don't worry, guys. I'm fine. I just have to tickle my throat. I should have water here. Anyway. Yeah. But yeah, I thought when she first came up, my first thought was, okay, I think this lady's going to try to steal her face. Because she kept making all these comments about how beautiful her skin was, this, that, and the third. They did do quite a big jump in time, though. They had her as little, and I guess maybe for budget reasons, they didn't want to cast the teenage version of her because it skipped all the way to just like Beth. But yeah. The other thing I thought, it was a nice tie-in with the earrings and the necklace. I thought it was really strange that Beth did not remember where she got the necklace when we just saw the flashback at the very opening of the episode for their bar mitzvah when they were 13. They turned through. So I don't know if somewhere in the crash she got like minor amnesia because she remembered her dad. Mm-hmm. You didn't remember where you got the necklace?
Yeah.
Is that a little weird to you?
Yeah.
I thought she was lying. Honestly, thought she was lying when the lady was like, "Where'd you get that?" And she was like, I don't know. So I thought there was going to be like some big reveal.
Yeah.
There was. So. I don't know. Excuse me.
On a side note, real quick, Inhuman Quake said the Scarecrow fear toxin, and that is exactly what I thought of too. Of with this toxin that she's inhaling and having all these like her worst fears relived, it reminded me of that part of the Dark Knight and Batman world too. That we have seen people be manipulated by a toxin mm-hmm. before. So I did mm-hmm. like that kind of Easter. I kind of thought it was like another Easter egg too, to the just the Batman.
Where did Mouse run off to? I mean, I guess maybe we'll find out later.
Figure out, you know, probably closer to the finale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But going back to also the head in the refrigerator, the first time we saw the refrigerator and Beth was poking around and August came in and he was like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "Oh, I thought her whole body was going to be there, to be honest."
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah. So when it was just her head, I was like, oh, and then the story behind it too was a little odd as far as like mom wanted it, but I just kept putting it off. And I was like, why? Oh, I guess he said, well, I guess, yeah, he sort of said that. Anyway, so that was that. What else did I want to make sure that I made mention of? There were a lot of questions I had, but then they got answered as everything went on. Oh, other thing I wanted to make mention of really quick too is I liked when, first of all, Alice is the one who sort of got herself free, but prior to, she had that, I don't want to say not disillusion, but hallucination, excuse me, of Kate coming in there as Batwoman and rescuing her, and then the dad being like, she's not worth it. And then Kate being like, you're right. And I thought, oh my God, that's so heartbreaking. But then that also goes to show that this character, that is something that really haunts her. The fact that she was overlooked and the other Beth got chosen, and that's gonna be with her for quite a while, I have a feeling. We don't have a whole lot of time, unfortunately, just because of the way we're running the episode. So last thing, give me your thoughts on Luke and Mary.
At the end there, I thought we were gonna see a moment, like it was gone real quickly, but I was like, nope, all right, and then it was gone. But I was sitting on the edge of my seat like,
yeah,
is someone gonna say something, is someone gonna cut the tension right here? But they're just gonna keep teasing us,
right? Part of me felt like it was sort of a waste of a storyline because they're trying to figure out who killed Beth, but the guy who killed Beth is already in custody from somebody else. He's already being held captive. He's gonna get killed. He's gonna die. So why do we, sorry, Katie, we can hear when you're,
Oh, sorry.
That's okay, it's okay. Yeah. I felt like the only purpose of that scene with those two together was to showcase the fact that Mary's still trying to get in the group and she's still being left out of the group. Because again, you're hunting somebody, there's just no payoff to that at all. Like, hey, guess what we figured out? It's August. Well, we're already killing him.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it was a cute way for them to try, I think that I see what they're trying to do, and they're trying to set up Team Batwoman, which we know that they're in the process of doing, and being like, she's not completely useless, but we know she's not useless anyway. So right. I don't know. Yeah, I get what you mean though.
They could have established that doing something else.
Yeah.
She didn't, like, they're just like, why are we hunting him? yeah, that's my thought on that. Anyways, because we are short on time, I want to go ahead and make sure we get to get into our hashtag badass beast in real life. And that is all you, Katie. So go ahead and give it to us.
So the badass beast for this episode is actually going to go to our lovely Mary, Nicole Kang. She posted on her Instagram, and I believe there's going to be a picture up that we're going to put up, and it's her and her mom. And on the caption, it said, "Hi, this is my mama. Tomorrow she goes back into the office," in parentheses, "and to be honest, I'm a little nervous for her. Like many other physicians, nurses, and caregivers, she will be on the front lines of this virus. Please adhere to social distancing if you are at all able. This is someone I love so much. Help her help turn this thing around. Be smart, be responsible, stay home." And I thought that that was an awesome thing, badass beast type thing, because she is in a, giving a shout out to her mom and all the other people who are in, who can't stay home from work. You know, we're all here at work staying home, and there's so many people who have to deal with the really nasty stuff. And so she gave a shout out to her mom, but also caregivers. So I was like, way to go, way to support, to give light to a situation that not enough people are giving light to. So that's why she's the badass beast of this week.
Yeah. Good choice. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So then why don't we get into some news and gossip?
AfterBuzz TV news.
Yeah. Go. That's our engineer. Yeah. Hold it down for us while we're doing all this. She's serving in the studio. So thank you very much.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right. So first thing is first, I do believe we're going to have a little picture popped up. Hopefully I'm on the right thing. We're either going to be talking about Batwoman. I don't know if you guys know, but speaking of the topic of coronavirus, they actually shut down production for 2 weeks. Hopefully that's all it's going to be. I know there's quite a few shows that are actually being shut down for safety reasons. They're in the process of shooting season 2. So that's not going to affect anything that we're watching right now. But just like FYI to let you guys know that that's what's going on. And I'm glad that they're at least taking extra safety precautions. So good for them. And then, if you have been following the news or not, I'm not sure. Unfortunately, one of the PAs on the show had gotten injured. And what happened was, it's a bucket. I'm assuming it's from a cherry picker, if you guys don't know what that is. It's like the thing that extends up. If you've ever seen somebody working on electric lines outdoors and the bucket goes all the way up in the air, don't quote me on that. It's just called bucket in her thing. But basically, I'm going to read you a quote just so I get this straight. "A valued member of the Batwoman production team was recently injured during a preparation of a filming location in Vancouver. Our thoughts and prayers are with her." What happened is basically it crushed some of her vertebrae, leaving her paralyzed from the waist down. Right now, she has no feeling. They've done surgery. They don't know, because there's a lot of inflammation. It's just one of those things where the doctor said they have to wait. She's going to have to do physical therapy. And through that, they'll figure out if there's any possibility that she will regain sensation in her lower half. So very, very unfortunate. But there is a GoFundMe page for her. So if you want to support the show, support one of the crew members that they love and adore very much. They said that she's definitely the type of person who would go above and beyond for other people. So now's the time to do that for her. And then hopefully we have, oh yeah, on the screen you'll see right now is actually the GoFundMe page. They've raised $64,222 with the hope of raising $100,000, because they want to make sure that she's well taken care of. She obviously is not going to be able to work for quite some time. So the last thing they want her to do is stress out about money and finances when she should be focusing on getting better. So that is what's going on there. But onto a lighter subject, we're going to talk a little bit about Alice and Mary, because the two actors don't often get to work together. And there was an interview that was done about working the two together. And what happened is somebody asked Rachel Skarsgård. Why do I do that every time?
Skarsgård, yeah.
Thank you. I think of the guy from It. And for some reason, that's, I get them in. Okay. So. Yeah, she said if she was able to play any other character, she would play Mary. But at the same time, she said, I also wouldn't choose her because she's just so talented and that she does the role so well. And she said, we never got to work together except for that scene when, during, not Crisis, but when
a couple episodes after.
Yeah. So she said, we never worked together. It was really fun. The last couple episodes get to play on set with Nicole because she's really, really fun to play off of. She's an actor who gives a lot of bounce to back off, a lot of bounce back. And going forward, they're going to continue to be involved because they have a shared desire around Kate. And so they're definitely going to crash into one another in the future. Well, sort of spoiler, not really a spoiler. And then finally, if you would like to get some Batwoman jammies, there's actually some pants. I don't know who thought of these. Because all it has is characters on it. But anyways, they're the characters' names. So Kate Kane, Luke Fox, Mary Hamilton, Sophie Moore, and Alice, and their leggings. So you'll see like two different pictures of those. They're available on a website called Redbubble.
Redbubble. Okay, yeah.
I've never heard of that.
I'm familiar with it, yeah.
Okay. So anyways, dudes, I mean, no one's gonna see ya while we're in our little social distancing. So, I mean, you can probably get your pants like large. I don't know. But anyways.
Get some for the podcast?
Oh, that'd be great. P.S. since we're podcasting, I'm like, I have a sock on. One of the great things about doing this from home.
Yeah.
Anywho's there, I think it's time for us to get into some predictions. After Buzz TV predictions.
Thanks again. I like it.
Yeah. Well, because I watched it through the app, I know you did too. We didn't get to see previews for next week, so no. I'm a little bit at a loss for what's about to happen. Prediction-wise, I think before the end of the season, Mary's finally going to find out. Well, she already knows, but she's to a point where she's so fed up with people trying to dance around her that she's like, guys, like, I've known for weeks. Come on. Will she be heard about it? Probably just a little bit, but I don't think she's going to be. She's super understanding, so I think it's going to be fine. Last thought is, so we did get that scene at the very end where Kate Kane was straight up drinking a bottle of liquor again. Yeah. Wow, CW. And Alice mentioning, you know, well, someone's got to bury that body. So in my mind, I think the situation is going to hopefully bring the sisters together a little bit. But at the same time, like you were mentioning, Kate's going to show a little bit more of her dark side. Not that she wants to own it, but it's something that she's going to deal with. What about you?
I think playing off of the fact that she's drinking out of a bottle and, you know, she did just kill someone, which goes against what the bat means. I think we are going to see this dark, her fall into like a dark place of herself in order to get to this, the light that is going to come back. I think that we're going to see a little bit of a spiral downward, but I do think that we're going to see Alice work with her a little bit more. I don't want to say she's going to become good, because I don't think that that girl can become good and like fully good, but yeah. I don't think she'll be, we're going to realize that there is a bigger bad, and that's obvious. We know there's a bigger bad now.
Wait, rewind.
What happened?
Rewind.
Oh, I froze? What happened? What did you guys miss? Yeah. Did you hear everything? Oh, all right. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
All right. So I don't know what you guys caught. But basically, I do think Alice is going to be a little bit more on Team Kate for
That's
a bit.
What's happening right now. It's a little frozen.
Oh, man.
It looks like we got stuck on Katie's predictions. So that's okay. You guys are still live in the chat. So maybe I'll see a few things going on. The Kane twins will break Arkham and break Mouse out. Is Mouse even in Arkham? I am not sure. Do you think Allison is going to change and join Kate? It's going to be another way around. Do you think Kate will change? Okay, so I'm not sure if I'm still alive. There you are.
Yeah, Hi. Can you hear me now?
Yes, you were frozen. Oh. So I was talking to the co-hosts at home to see what their situations were. We have the Kane twins will break into Arkham to break Mouse out. That's interesting. Batman is soft. She doesn't need to follow his rule. Something about Joker destroys Gotham for years. Not sure what's going on, Cliff Washington. But either way, I think that's what we're going to do for our predictions, because I know we're having issues a little bit with everything getting frozen up. My theory, honestly, prediction, everybody's streaming so much right now because everyone's stuck at home. I don't know about you guys, but my streaming services are getting a little stalled out too. So I think it's just an overwhelm happening somewhere in a motherboard.
Elsewhere. True.
But anyways, we had an awesome time hosting the show with you from the luxuries of our home. And it was so awesome to see you. Katie, I can see you. Yay.
Yeah.
Back. So why don't you give everybody else a wonderful shout out and adios.
Yeah, so I'm Katie, you know, and I wanted to give a few more shout-outs real quick. Gloria Garcia, I don't recognize that name, so welcome. Thank you for joining us. Peter Parker 3000, Inhuman Quake, and Billie Jean Girl 24. So thank you all so much for joining us again, and thank you for dealing with the glitchiness, but we appreciate you being here to join us so much. So,
Yeah. Thank you guys. Also, be sure to carry on the conversation. You can find me at yours truly, Ali Kona, with little underscores in between on Instagram. I'm really curious. P.S. Ivan Soto, because if you're in the chat, are you on social media? And if so, are you under a different name? Have you been trolling us? I don't think you've been trolling us, but it'd be really random if you've been talking to us and none of us knew it was really you on social. So anyways, yeah, make sure all of you guys go ahead and follow us and follow Miss Katie. What's your social?
You can follow me at KT_Christine on all social media. And, you know, like you said, comment on this video. I like to read those and see what you guys see and what predictions you come up with that we can talk about on the next show.
Awesome. Cool. Well, until next week, we might see you on Monday. So keep your eyes peeled because, again, this is something that we're just going with, taking one step at a time. So just follow Find on the website and get all your information there. Okay. So until next time.
Good night, everyone.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.